first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Gilda Zelen revisits Monet's garden.
Many thoughts ran rampant through my mind as our group sat on the bus going to the Legion of Honor in San Francisco to see the Monet exhibit. The bus shuddered along the uneven road, filled with the incessant chattering of the women, one speaking louder than the other in order to be heard above the noise. Would my husband have taken this trip with me? There were a few reluctant men accompanying their wives, silently reading their papers. Perhaps in earlier years we would have sat together, silent in our own thoughts, but together. At the museum, there were pictures of the water lilies at Giverny. I try to put myself into the moment when we strolled through those gardens and were thoroughly awed by the quiet and beauty of the scene, inhaling the air, trying to see what Monet saw. When I came home, I delved into our picture albums, and sure enough, there we were in Monet's garden. What joy! What memories I was filled with! Then I opened the mail and read, "The anniversary of the death of your beloved, Joel Zelen, will fall on August 4th. In observance of the anniversary, his name will be read and a prayer for the dead recited at services." I could not eat dinner that night. The familiar knot in my throat had returned.
Gilda Zelen is the author of A Widow's Journey. This program was produced by Margie Kern Marshall, Lori Korn, and Matilda Rand. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org.